Welcome to this special edition of High Climb Radio.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination.
Morning, you drive, follow signs and distant runs. You've got stars in your eyes, and you're not like anyone. And you've more than 9 lives to come. Darling, always loving uppercase. Have your say. Darling, take this world and all the love you can take. Know that you will truly celebrate when you break. Now you live. What you love, you're an endless surprise, and you don't need anyone, and you've more than 9 lives to run. Darling, always loving uppercase. Have yourself. Take this world and all the love you can take. Darling, know you'll truly celebrate. Have your
100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. This nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah.
So high now, you're praying, the week that you stepped on got bolder, got wiser, you gave me a reason, you started this fire, a broken bone heals twice as strong, I'm twice as strong, can't sit down for very long, got nothing but love for the underdog. You can't break me. You can't break me. You can't break me. You can't break my
I have trouble telling this story. As a 10-year-old, I got on the bus from my school. Everybody was black, except for one seat. There were no seats, and a black lady was sitting beside that seat. And this lady said, I'll never forget it. She said, honey, you can sit right here. And she patted the seat. Said, honey, twice. Honey, it's okay. You can sit. Elaine, I sat in that seat like this. I didn't move a muscle for 3 miles. I got off first. I went home. I didn't tell my parents I'd sat by a black woman. finally, I decided I'd say something. I said, John, let me ask you something. How come black troops in World War II fought so miserably? They surrendered, they didn't fight very hard. He said, Frank, where'd you hear that? I said, my father told me that. Now, John could have said, your father's an idiot. If he'd said it, the conversation is over. I never would have gone anywhere. He didn't say that. He said, Franklin, I don't think you and I know enough about that to discuss it intelligently. Save my face, save my father's face. Save it. He said, but let me ask you something. You have anybody fight in World War II? I said, yeah, I had two uncles. One was in the Philippines. One was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. He said, is that right? He said, I did too. I had two uncles fight World War II. I said, great. He said, you know where we eat lunch? I said, you don't eat with me. He said, that's right. My uncles and I, who fought in World War II for freedom and justice and pursuit of happiness, we leave, we get on a bus and we ride 2 miles out of town to eat lunch because none of the stores we shop in will let us eat. And my stomach got tight, and I didn't want to hear any more. He said, did you go to the bathroom? I said, yeah, I go to the bathroom. He said, where do you go? I said, I go anywhere I want. He said, my uncles and I, we get on a bus, we ride 2 miles out of town to go to the bathroom because we can't go anywhere. I listened for the rest of the 3 hours. When I got to the dorm, I lay down and cried. I sobbed for 3 hours. Next day, I went in and talked to the dean of men. I said, it's crazy. We're studying English and math and science. And right across the street over there, we got people, citizens we don't even know. It didn't make sense.
Shot going down, can't feel my legs, just hit the ground. Wounded, badly hurt, lying helpless in the dirt. I heard a crack, swung around, under attack. He got me in the back. So long, green fields, goodbye, blue sky. Took a bullet, gonna die. Oh, if I could take one sip from a cool shady creek. Oh, to be sitting with my Jane on the banks of a cool shady creek. Now I'm being pulled from my body, useless to resist, and I see white light. Outer space, inner earth, and a piece for what it's worth. There's a white light, bright white. Circling the sky, I taste the tears and dust. I feel all my feelings die. Blood runs thick into a deep reflecting pool. And I see a gun in the hands of a fool. Narrow grave should suit me fine. Nothing fancy, don't waste your time. But don't leave here torn and tattered. And if anybody asks, say I said something that mattered. I'm being pulled from my body, useless to resist, and I see a white light. Out of space, in a earth, in a piece, for what it's worth, there's a white light. From my body, useless to resist, and I see white light. Out of space, in a earth, in a peace, for what it's worth, there's a white light.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
We're losing battles we'll never win. With little struggle, we're back where we begin. Do we learn? Just again. It's never ending, this cry for war. Can't get enough until we get some more. We're so rich. Tell me if I met you on the street, would you really be my enemy? Or do we have the faith to believe we can be free? The art of giving is losing. Something fortress, the gods are falling down to the speed. Simply not make a sound in the shadows where hope is found. So tell me. We're throwing.
I was born the year Hitler came to power. I was alive during the Second World War. We talked to people who came home, soldiers who came home from the war in Germany, and described the Jews coming out of the concentration camps. I remember that, and I remember that one of the ways they decided who went into the camps was eye color. I learned this from Adolf Hitler. I didn't make it up. I learned it from Adolf Hitler, and that should have been a cautionary tale. It should have taught us what he did, what he encouraged people to do, and what good Christian people went along with doing to Jews, gays and lesbians, disabled, old, mentally challenged. What he did to those people, that should have been a cautionary tale for us. I took an evil idea and turned it into what I think was a good thing. And it was evil. To judge people by the color of their eyes is evil. To judge people by their religion is evil. To judge people by the color of their skin is evil. We need to put a stop to that.
See the day and the real you. You can't break me. Oh, you can't break me now. It's when the flames go out. When the flames go out. Oh, I'm gonna come.
And nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
I'm a young black man. And I see what's being done to my kind. Every day I'm being hunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble. We've had enough struggle. I just wanna live. God protect me. I just wanna live.
Hallelujah. that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true."
Of Georgia. Let freedom ring from
Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring and we can count.
Thank you. I can't breathe. There is an indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything. I feel it, though I do not see it. It is this unseen power which makes itself felt and yet defies all proof, because it is so unlike all that I perceive through my senses. It transcends the senses, but it is possible to reason out the existence of God to a limited extent. Even in ordinary affairs, we know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet, they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
I stand before you again tonight, after almost two terms as your president, to tell you I am more optimistic about the future of America than ever before. The America I know is full of courage and optimism and ingenuity. The America I know is decent and generous. Black, white, Latino, Asian, Native American, young, old, gay, straight, men, women, folks with disabilities, all pledging allegiance under the same proud flag to this big, bold country that we love. That's what I see. That's the America I know. Our power comes from those immortal declarations first put to paper right here in Philadelphia all those years ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that we, the people, can form a more perfect union. That's who we are. That's our birthright, the capacity to shape our own destiny.
Then the Greek language has another word called agape. Agape is more than romantic love. Agape is more than friendship. Agape is not something affectionate. Agape is understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill for all men. It is an overflowing love which seeks nothing in return. Theologians would say that it is the love of God operating in the human heart. And when one rises to love on this level, he loves men not because he likes them, but he loves every man because God loves him. He goes on with that. And so he rises to the level of hating the system rather than the individual who is caught up in that system. He loves the person and hates the evil deed. And I think this is what Jesus meant when he said, love your enemies. And I'm happy that he didn't say like your enemies, because it's pretty difficult to like some people. It's difficult to like people bombing your home and threatening your children and kicking you about. But Jesus says, love them, and love is greater than like. Love is understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill.
Music can help heal. I'd like to thank all the artists in the order in which they were played for their participation in this week's special edition of High Climb Radio. Robbie McDonald, Alana Sweetwater, John Bishop, Brooke Rommel, Jeremy Walton, Keedren Bryant and Aaron the Bassist, Emily Clyborne, Tom Romero, Vita Vieira, and June Magnolia. Take good care of yourselves and each other.